102.9 KBLX. Good morning. It's Sterling James, and it's time for KBLX Cares, where we shine the light on people and organizations who empower, enlighten, and serve you, our dear KBLX family. And today we are shining the light on youth poster contest, the 2018 Youth Poster Contest, youthpostercontest.org. Please welcome the producer, pro bono of the Youth Poster Contest, Bruce Birch. Hello, Bruce.
Hello, Sterling. Nice to be here.
Absolutely. Thank you for being here. So the Youth Poster Contest, pretty self-explanatory if you think about it, if you look at it, but tell us what it's about.
Last year, we had our first contest in 2017 because I was very concerned that there wasn't a platform for Marin youth ages 12 to 18 to express their hopes, their concerns about social justice, women's rights, immigration, climate change, and of course, this year the big topic is gun control. Mm. So we put together this contest to create a very public platform for youth to express their feelings about these issues.
So any youth in the Marin area, 12 to 18, could submit their art, poster art. Tell us what formats you're looking for, what medium?
Sure. It is not an art contest, okay, although it sounds like one. Mm-hmm. It's really a messaging contest because we've got some great messages last year. And the art was okay, but the messages were great. But the all the information about the rules and the deadlines and everything are on our website. But basically, they do a poster board. It's like 16 to 20-ish. So it's a 2D medium. Now, they can use digital. They can use painting. They can use, you know, chalk cards, anything that they want to do, stencils, it doesn't matter. But like nothing three-dimensional because it's kind of hard to judge. Mm-hmm. Last year we had 93 entrants from youth in Marin, which was huge. Mm-hmm. So we're pretty excited about that.
Okay. And then what happens? What's the judging process? What's the deadline for entry? And of course, everything's at youthpostercontest.org. And then what will be done with these posters? Do we all get to see them?
Oh, absolutely. Well, the deadline is the 31st of May, and we have a judging team that's wonderful. It's members of the Rock Poster Society. So these are the guys and gals that did like the Avalon and Bill Graham Presents. So they come in.
Oh, you mean like the classic Fillmore rock and roll posters?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh. The guys that actually did those.
Nice.
I mean, we have like, we did a workshop last week with John Mavrotis, with Arlena Schwasik, who was the creative director for Bill Graham Presents for 30 years.
Wow.
So you've got this great talent that is helping us not only judge the contest, but they're going out and doing free workshops. Mm. We got a grant this year from the Marin County Office of Education and from the Marin Community Foundation. We're going into underserved schools and providing free art supplies, free supplies for the kids so they can take home as a little bit of surprise. And we're bringing in these nationally known great rock and roll poster artists who are leading these workshops. So that was the primary goal for the 2018 contest, was to reach out and engage underserved youth all across Marin.
It's pretty obvious why, but why with this type of outreach?
Basically, because we looked at the demographic who came in last year, it was not that demographic. And we realized that there was this underserved market and opportunity to reach out. So we're actually going into schools like Davidson that works in the Canal District. We're going into, did a great workshop at Martin Luther King Academy last week. So the idea is to bring this opportunity to express their feelings and their hopes and their concerns to underserved people. Because in many cases, they don't have art materials at home. They might not have parents that speak English, so it's sometimes very hard for them to participate in this type of an opportunity to express their feelings on issues. So we're trying to make it as easy as possible for them.
Now, are these workshops going to be held between the May 1st and May 31st deadline? So some of the youth that you'll be reaching in these underserved communities might actually be able to compete?
Oh, absolutely. As a matter of fact, we've held 4 workshops already. Mm-hmm. We have one and maybe even 2 more. The workshops are very focused on these underserved communities, and they're in many cases, like at Martin Luther King Academy it's called Bayside Martin Luther King Jr. Academy in Marin City. It was incredible. The room was filled with paint flying and kids laughing. It was wonderful. You know, they were all like 11, 12, 13, 14-year-old youth. It was tremendous. So they might have done half of their poster at that. And then because we left all these free art supplies for their school, not just for them to take home, but a whole bin of art supplies for the school, they'll be able to finish this and bring the posters to Riley Street Art Supply, which is in downtown Santa Fe, by May 31st. So we're really timing the workshops and timing the contest so youth have enough time to participate.
Okay, so Riley Street Art Supply in downtown Santa Fe is one of your partners, and that is where you want these posters to be dropped off.
Yes, that's our drop-off point.
between May 1st and May 31st Youth Poster Contest, and this is empowering youth to change our world.
Absolutely.
Looking for Marin County youth ages 12 to 18 years old. More details at youthpostercontest.org. And as you mentioned a little moment ago, this isn't necessarily an art contest. This is a message contest. So let's talk a little bit more about the messages we're looking for here.
Well, let me give you, for instance, last year there was a young woman who's in an alternative school, is really having trouble at school and kind of getting engaged. And she did a poster that said, "Just because my path is different doesn't mean I'm lost."
Mm.
So the artwork is okay, but the message was incredible. There was another one by a transgender person who came in, and it was the LGBT flag.
Mm-hmm.
And so the top color of the flag is red, and what they had done is taken the color red and had it bleed over all the other colors of the LGBT flag.
Mm-hmm.
So and the title of it was "Threat to Our Flag." Probably the most emotional story, and I'll see if I can get through this one. But at the awards ceremony last year, there was a man standing in front of a poster, and he was crying. And so I walked up to him and I said, "May I help you, sir?" And he said, "Can I tell you about this poster?"
Said, "Go ahead."
I know, it's hard to get through this myself. But what happened was his daughter had been bullied through social media by her best friend, and it ruined her school year. She was devastated. So he went on to explain that he didn't know what she was going to do. He was really concerned about her psychological state. So she saw the poster contest. She's 13 years old. She saw the poster contest, decided to enter it. She enters this poster that's all black with all these words like, you know, stupid, hate you stuff coming at her. But in the middle of this black poster is this bright, colorful young woman with all these colors all over her dress. And she's got her hands up in the air. And basically she's saying, "You're not going to reach me with this hate."
Mm.
And he just said, "I don't know what would have happened," this is his quote, "had there not been a poster contest for her to express her deep hurt in."
Mm.
And that's just one of several stories. That's probably the most poignant one.
Mm-hmm.
But so we're really encouraging the parents to get involved, to encourage their youth to get involved. People can collaborate. You know, you got a couple of friends you want to get together and do a poster. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Again, it's a platform for youth to express how they feel. That's the most important thing.
This is the second annual Youth Poster Contest, again, empowering youth to change our world, and this is for Marin County youth ages 12 to 18. Last year, you said you received around 93 entries.
We had 93 entrants. A lot of schools were kind of wait and see. We have heard from most of the high schools and middle schools that they're participating. I'm a little nervous about our judging because we could get inundated, which would be nice. And one of the really nice things this year is we're giving away over $2,000 in art certificates for the winners. And there's 22 winners,
by the way. Yeah.
And also, which is important, that the winner's school. So let's say a young woman wins the $150 first prize in the 12 to 14 age group. Her school gets $150 in art supplies.
Oh, cool.
So my daughter was a teacher in an elementary school, and every year my wife and I would write her a check, modest, but a check, because the school wasn't providing her with art supplies.
Mm-hmm.
So we want the schools to benefit as much in this contest as the youth themselves.
I was going to ask now, how did you get involved with this as the producer pro bono? But that's one of the stories, I guess.
Well, that story, and also the fact that 2 years ago I was sitting there in the Summer of Love, and I was thinking that back in the Summer of Love, 1967, I was carrying a sign that says "Make Love, Not War, Give Peace a Chance." I was part of a movement that took 500,000 people called Mobilization, then the war in Vietnam, to the Washington.
Mm-hmm.
And I have just always wondered what youth today, how they were standing up, how they were speaking out about these very important issues, especially now with gun control.
Mm-hmm.
So the motivation for this contest came from my desire to give voice to these youth.
Mm-hmm. And you've seen a lot of these posters as of late in the Me Too movement and the Women's March.
Absolutely.
And the Enough is Enough marches with the kids walking out of school for gun control. And so these posters that these Marin youth are going to be submitting will then be shown somewhere, or we get to see them where?
Yes,
and when?
Thank you for asking that. We're doing a 4 and maybe 5 location Bay Area tour. So it starts with the Marin County Fair, which has 120,000 people come to it. So people from all over the Bay Area should come to this. It's an amazing amazing fair. They're going to do a special booth, and they're also going to do a special award called the Commissioner's Award. On top of our awards, they're giving one because they're basically partnering with us. They're very excited about that. It comes from there, and it goes over to MoCA, which is the Marin Museum of Contemporary Art. It's going to be in a museum. It comes from there into the city, and it's going to be at the Haight Street Art Center, which is this fabulous museum all about rock and roll art, 215 Haight Street, and it's going back to Marin for at least one and maybe even two more showings. So we're going to have hundreds of thousands of people see these posters.
Okay, so this right now is serving Marin County youth,
correct,
ages 12 to 18, youthpostercontest.org. Folks, please check this out. If you have youth who are in the Marin County area, ages 12 to 18 years old, please have them submit this youth to this youth poster contest. And it really is so much about, how did you put it when we first started, about the message.
It's about the message. This is not an art contest. Mm-hmm. It's about having a platform for youth to speak out with how they feel through their images and through their words.
And are you hoping to maybe branch this out to other areas in the Bay Area in
the future?
We've
actually been invited to do that. So part of it is because we're an all-volunteer crew. I've got to kind of figure out how to do that. We've been asked to put it into elementary schools. Mm-hmm. We did an Earth Day event last week, and we had all these little, you know, 6 and 7 year old kids designing amazing posters. And so I'm kind of going, maybe we should do that. I would love, Sterling, to see this expand. Part of it's just the, you know, the logistics of doing that. I mean, if we got 5,000 posters across the Bay Area, it might be a little bit of a challenge, but I like challenges.
Well, what can our KBLX audience do? Obviously to support this year's Youth Poster Contest, youthpostercontest.org. But what perhaps could our listeners do to help support it branch out into other counties and nationwide?
Well, thank you for asking that. If there was an organization like a service club, a Lions, an Soroptimist, or, you know, a service club that might be able to help with the volunteers, help with reaching into schools, if I had a partner of that type that was in Bay Area counties.
Sorority sisters, are you hearing this?
There you go. Exactly. Get the whole sorority frat world behind something like this. I would love to see this branch out because the youth, just from the few stories we've shared, the youth have experienced such joy and sort of a catharsis to get this out of their own feelings and get it out in front of people. If we can bring that to more people, that would be wonderful. And we couldn't do the Youth Poster Contest with all of our partners. We had a special grant come in from the Marin County Office of Education, is one of our major sponsors, and they joined forces with the Marin Community Foundation to provide a grant called Learning Through the Arts. And so they were the ones that helped us underwrite these free workshops in underserved schools because they're trying to get art into schools, and what a great way to do it through a messaging poster contest. Mm-hmm. I mentioned the Rock Poster Society, the Riley Street Arts Riley Street Art Supply, and the Haight Street Art Center. And our major corporate sponsor is Bank of Marin. They have been very supportive. So we don't have a lot of sponsors. I kind of believe in giving a lot back to our sponsors, so I don't want that big, long list of people. Mm-hmm. So we have about 5 really first-class sponsors.
Okay, but it would take perhaps sponsors of that same ilk, and you have many in San Francisco already, to help you kind of take this into other districts and other counties and perhaps other states as well.
So. Absolutely. And if we could find one sponsor, whether it's a bank or whether it's a sorority, whatever it is, that could really reach into, let's say, the 7 Bay Area counties, then we have all the logistics. We know what to do. It's literally just kind of the partner that can take us out there in a bigger way.
Mm-hmm. Pixar. Where you at, Pixar?
Yeah, there you go. Google, Pixar, and Twitter. You can all come together.
Yes, let's do it. Okay, so youthpostercontest.org is the best place to start if you want more information about the second annual Marin Youth Poster Contest. It is, of course, empowering youth to change our world with messages on their poster. And we're looking for all Marin County youth, ages 12 to 18 years old. The submission opened between May 1st and May 31st.
Correct. All right? That's the deadline, May 31st.
May 31st is the deadline, and posters should be dropped off at Riley Street Art Supply in downtown San Rafael. And all of these details are online at youthpostercontest.org. Well, we celebrate you, Bruce Birch, producer pro bono of the Youth Poster Contest. I love what you're doing.
Fancy title. It just means I'm a volunteer. volunteer.
Well, it just means you're doing it for free, well, from the goodness of your heart.
I believe in what we're doing very much.
Yeah, we believe in you too. We're happy to be behind you.
Thank you, Sterling.
Thank you. All right, again, youthpostercontest.org. Get the details there. Youth Poster Contest, empowering youth to change our world, because Lord knows we need a little bit of change right now. This is KBLX Cares. I'm Sterling James. Thank you to our producer, Carlos Garibay, for setting us up with this interview. And if you would like to shine the light on your organization, or if you know somebody who's doing good in the hood and you think that they deserve the spotlight, please email me, sjames@kblx.com, and in the subject line, put KBLX Cares, because we do.